Watch, Grambling coach defends his players after brawl that left 9 ejected, "You won't disrespect us." By Dylan Gwynn on November 10, 2025. Grambling University head football coach Mickey Joseph shared his thoughts after a massive brawl between his team and Bethune Cookman, which left 9 players ejected. But his thoughts may not be exactly what you expected. In fact, Joseph believes the other team was at fault for the brawl for taking too long to come out of the locker room. When you play here, you've got to make sure as a coach, support staff, that all your players calm down, Joseph said. If you're going to walk down there, and take your time. And now it's 3:30 on the clock, and we're standing on the stairs and you've got 4 or 5 kids who are just walking down taking their time. At the end of the day I'm thinking, they know what they're doing. They're taking their time, so we're trying to give them their respect. So by the time, we've got to go. We can't wait on 2 players. But they should never leave their players. Who leaves their players over there knowing that we've got to come down? Joseph continued, stating that his players felt disrespected. See, that's what I'm talking about. That's the disrespect stuff, he said. And we're not going to tolerate disrespect stuff here at Grambling. You won't disrespect us. We're going to meet disrespect with disrespect. Because be responsible. Get your kids out the locker room. Make them get to the field. They came down on the field, they walked on the field. That's disrespecting the game, first of all. So that's my perspective on it. While Coach Joseph may feel the fisticuffs were warranted, his boss, Grambling State University President Dr. Martin Limmel Jr., seems to disagree and has promised a full investigation. Grambling State defeated Bethune Cookman, 31-23.